This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We've had a couple of instances of tragedy over the last 36 hours, and it's really tough. And I promise not to do this throughout the entire night, but this is one of the things that I do love the most about doing this radio show. And as you're driving home tonight, 877-881-1053, text in and be part of this conversation, because it helps more than you know. There are so many people out there that I think benefit from us discussing things just with each other. And then the texts we get, I think, help other people realize they aren't alone in these situations. And I think we've seen it across the board when Kevin opened up and talked about what his situation with his father.
Right.
You know, there were so many people that were like, I had a weird relationship there too. When I've talked about Lucy, we've had people say, listen, man, you know, that's that same here. Whenever I went to Cleveland, I had so many other parents reach out to me on Twitter saying their daughter, you know, I met a woman who said that her daughter had half of her brain removed and now was walking. And there are just so many ways to meet so many amazing people. And I'm really hoping that tonight can be an opportunity for people to share things that might be able to help them out a little bit. So here's the situation. I promise the entire night's not going to be like this. I want to have a lot of fun throughout the night, but I do want to know how you handle tragedy. Yesterday I learned that a couple that my wife and I knew was involved in a plane crash. And there was, you know, I think there were 10 people in this plane crash. My good friend, Tim Siesco over at NBC5, was reporting on it all day yesterday. And he was talking about what was going on over there. And then later in the evening, my wife got a phone call from one of her former coworkers. And she said, hey, I just heard her back in the other room. And she just, shock, you're kidding me. And a few minutes went by, and then she came in, and her just tears were just pouring down her face. And then she told me what had happened. A friend that she had worked with for 10 years was on the plane, and his wife was there too. So, and they had kids that now, I think they're in college, but they now have no parents.
Yeesh.
And I was just, at the moment, there was that shock that kind of hit. Well, then today, you know, we're getting ready for our evening, dinner with the family or whatever. And then Jared texts me. He's like, hey, Corey, I think you're going to have a show tonight. And I was like, what do you mean I'm going to have a show? Of course I'm going to have a show. And he was like, no, I think you're going to go on at regular time. Well, why? Well, one of the pitchers, Tyler Skaggs for the Angels, died. And just, holy S, what are you talking about? And so that's three people right there directly, you know, interacting with my life in some way.
Right.
And I know it's dumb, but Tyler Skaggs is on my fantasy baseball team. I was keeping track of what this dude was doing this year. Never thought about him before, but this year I was keeping in touch with what he was doing because he was on my fantasy baseball team. And so, like, there's I know it's so dumb, but I had this moment of care about the player and was like, holy geez. And plus, I don't know enough at the moment to know exactly what happened to him, but that's a tragic moment for teammates. There's an entire team of guys that are sitting there going, what just happened to my friend?
Mm-hmm.
There, and I heard Skin talking about this earlier, an entire team of guys that, what are you doing tonight? You're not in LA. You're not at home. You're out in another city, not around your family. You're on the road. So the only people really to turn to at that time, your friends, your teammates. Those are the people they're going to have to be around tonight, and hopefully it's a strong enough group that they can get through something like this. But that's going to rip some people apart. And so I learned the couple that died yesterday on the airplane, they have a couple of different, very unique connections to Adrian and I. And it's real weird too, because it happened so close to my birthday. Your birthday is supposed to be a day that you celebrate, right? Like, right. You're supposed to enjoy, the celebration of your birthday and kind of enjoy that moment. And last year, Lucy, you know, her birthday's in June. And within 2 days, the lady who delivered the news to Adrian last night lost her husband to brain cancer. And the same day that Lucy, her birthday was, I lost a friend of mine to brain cancer. And there are people that were with us last year that have come up to me and said, I stood up with you while you were talking last year, and I said, F you, cancer. I pounded my fist on the table because I needed that.
Right.
And it's just weird how these connections are kind of come in and out of your life. But I was not expecting to have a day where I was somber or melancholy because somebody passed away. But I shared dinner with that couple the night that Lucy was conceived. I know that for sure. I had one of the best dinners ever. They were fantastic people. The nicest guy I had ever met. I've met a lot of nice guys. Colby, you're a good guy.
I'm not nice.
Nice.
Mm-mm.
Reggie, you're a nice guy.
Nice.
This dude is so much nicer than you.
Oh.
And his wife was awesome. And they were great people. Every single year, he would buy a doll, a Godiva chocolate bear, for every woman in their office over where they worked. I don't know. There were 100 women in the office. Those bears don't come cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, the women in the office looked forward because they knew they were going to get that bear. Now, they loved it. It was awesome. When Adrian quit working there and started working in My Possibilities, she was like, oh no, I'm not going to get one of those bears. So I picked that up as just a, hey, I'm going to continue. I want you to keep having that in your life. It's a great enjoyment. 2 years in a row, he sent one to her just to say, hey, I know, you know, we don't work together anymore, but right. You're awesome. They had such a great relationship with each other, and he was just a fantastic guy. And it just hurts to sit here and know that a couple left behind two kids, and B, two great people on this planet are no longer with us. And I know there are a lot of other people. There is a family of four, a whole family of four, two kids and two parents from my area, my neighborhood. They were on that airplane too. I didn't know them, but a friend of mine was talking about it with me today. And that is a moment right there that I think rips the hearts out of a lot of people in our community. And if you want to talk about it, 877-881-1053, you can call in. Let us know just, you know, how do you deal with it? Do you break down? Do you sit down? Do you wait?
Yeah.
Do you call other people and share time with them? Do you go drink? What is it that you do to get through these times?
We're getting a lot of things and a lot of text in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053. And if you have any stories, and even if we don't get to read them on the air, and you just want to share with us some of the things that you've, or how you deal with tragedy or anything that's going on with you, we will read all of them. That's what we try to do. And we also try and read a few of them on the air. But as far as how I deal with tragedy, Corey, I deal with tragedy the worst way possible as far as for other people to be around me, because I deal with it with anger. I when I lost my father back in 2008, I was so angry. I was angry at myself. I was angry at any person that wanted to talk to me about it. It's like, I can't do that right now. I can't talk to you about this right now. I am outside of myself angry. And dealing with, I know that's not the way. I know you need to get it out. I know you need to, you know, let everybody, you know, try and help you in this type of therapeutic thing, to where you really let everything that you know to them, so they can, you know, let you know what you're going through and just basically have a conversation about it. When it's something that's along the lines of where it affects me, but maybe I didn't know that person as well as obviously my dad, I'll deal with it with sarcasm, and nobody can tell if I'm hurting or not. Nobody can, because nobody knows how to deal with sarcasm at that exact point. And, you know, these are things that I do, that I know I do, but it's It's also how I naturally react, and I don't know how to change that. I really don't, because even if I try to change that and try to talk to somebody, I'm going to end up being angry, or I'm going to end up being sarcastic.
And I'm not sure that you necessarily need to change that in whole, because I think part of it is like just allowing yourself to feel that emotion in that time. Your emotions are valid, right? Like, you have a right to be angry in that moment because obviously you lost somebody that was close to you. I think the biggest thing, and we've talked about it in various ways as we've talked through this segment, is finding that sense of community. Of course, you want to get that anger out, and maybe you might toss a chair or whatever, mm-hmm. but eventually you're going to bring that back. You're going to talk to the people that you're close to. You're going to bring that to, I mean, heck, we've had conversations within the confines of this room, maybe not when the mics are on, but, like, you know, there's little moments of catharsis because you're having that connection with people that you care about. And heck, you can look up and down the fan text right now. There are people that are saying, you know, sharing with us, and the people that have shared with us in the past. And they've basically made us on this show part of their, you know, people that they lean upon, people that they share with, and that offers them something. So I think one of the big things is just finding that sense of community, as Corey mentioned, you know, finding those people that you connect with, because that's what life is. As you lose somebody, you realize I need to cherish the people that are close to me in one way or another, whether it's just people that I listen to, people that I talk to, people that I enjoy. Find those ways to make yourself feel better. At least that's the way that I've looked at it. I've been very fortunate to not have a lot of tragedy very close to me. But, like, the Tyler Skaggs thing shook me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's 27. He was 27 years old. I am currently 27 years old.
Yeah.
That's not something large, but it hits you. It's one of those things that needles at you. I'm like, man, that I could be gone today.
Right.
And, you know, that messes with you a little bit. But, you know, one of the things that made me feel a little bit better, I was hanging out with a friend at that time. I was able to talk to him a little bit about it. And then I know that I'm coming to do a show with you guys where we're going to talk about some of these things, but we're also going to have a little fun. And that's going to be the people that I care about. We're going to do some things that are going to make me feel better. And I think that matters.
Yeah, I think I really do, too. And I hope that's something, because I'm seeing this a lot right now. A lot of people are texting in and saying, your show is what helped me. The laughter I got just listening, I could separate myself from the situation and be in a place where I felt like I was a part of a community, because I knew that, you know, Tyler and Glen Rose was listening too, mm-hmm. you know, because I knew that Sam and Arlington was listening too. I felt like I was connected. I feel like I'm connected to people all across this area because I know they're listening to the same show and they're laughing, even if I've never met them. And you know what? Maybe I do get a chance to meet them at one of the fan events. I've seen that happen before. I've been standing there when I've been talking to two different fans, two different Tolos, and out of nowhere they go, hold on, you're so-and-so. Oh, hold on. But yeah, dude, we've been talking to each other for 4 years now on Twitter and didn't even realize that, you know, we're standing next to each other talking. And that's what I'm seeing is a lot of people that this is their opportunity. They find, as Reggie said, that sense of community. And Colby, somebody texted in and said they're kind of like you, that they, you know, their brother died. Mm-hmm. And they were like the same way. Don't bring him up unless I do.
Right.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have that in my mind unless I want to bring it into this world and have that discussion with it.
Because also with that, you feel protective, like that was my dad. Yeah, I'll talk about it if I want to, but don't bring it back in the same way with him. It was his brother. So, but we get this one struck me pretty hard. And there's a bunch of them that hit, but this one from the 817, I lost my 7-month-old daughter to sudden infant death syndrome last September. I still don't know how to deal with it. I don't know what to say after that. All I can say is that, you know, I can't say anything about any other situation. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, we will do whatever we can to, you know, I don't know, keep you entertained. I don't know what to say after that. That's hard. That's dumb hard. You shouldn't have to go through that.
You spend all that time kind of imagining what life's going to be like.
You know, with
this new future,
right?
Changing all your plans, your whole direction of where you're going to go with things. And then all of a sudden that's taken from you. And that's very difficult, especially with something as unexplainable as that.
Right.
having been in that situation, I can certainly empathize. Guys, there, like I said, I just wanted to kind of get that out there and have these discussions, and it looks like a lot of people were in on the discussion too. And Sam in Arlington just texted in. He said, "Hey, I'm Sam in Arlington." Skip in Sunnyvale said he's listening. Tyler just texted in, said he's listening too. So we got a lot of people that are in on the conversation tonight. And hopefully we can bring that community together throughout the rest of the evening and have a good one, because there's a storm brewing outside. If you haven't seen, it's about to hit the DFW area. So let's gather up near the warm glow of a radio, mm-hmm. and let's have ourselves a good one this evening.